KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high around 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Members of the Griswold and Lenox Community School District Boards of Education held a joint meeting Thursday night in Griswold. And during their session, the board conducted a cooperative evaluation of the performance of Superintendent Dave Hendricks and agreed to extend his sharing agreement contract for another year.
The sharing agreement was actually a three-year sharing agreement, so this was year two, and my contract was 2 years. So in essence, they extended my contract for another year. Just that everyone agreed it made sense to have the years be the same. So at the end of next year, then they'll revisit it and see if they want to continue and go from there. So I was issued a 2.5 total package increase.
Henrik says the time between now and when his contract next comes up for renewal will be very busy.
At Griswold, we got the building project, so that's huge on our thoughts. And then at Lenox, our elementary principal has accepted another position, so we need to make sure that we do a good job of helping our new person, whoever that is, grow as an administrator. So those will be the couple of the big things on the plate to start the new contract anyway.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report 39-year-old Terrence James Brierley of Carson was arrested at around 8:20 p.m. Wednesday on a valid warrant out of Nebraska for being a fugitive from justice. Brierley was arrested at his home in Carson and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was being held while awaiting extradition to Nebraska. A traffic stop at around 1 a.m. Thursday in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 21-year-old Cody Loring Sint of Neola. Sint was taken into custody for OWI first offense after a deputy responded to a property damage unknown injury accident near 350th and Tamarack Road in Pottawatomie County. And 33-year-old Charlene Radine Colton of Underwood was arrested Wednesday afternoon following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County. She was taken into custody for driving while barred. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a man from Arisbe reported on March the 5th that sometime over the past week his house had been entered and several electronic items and cash were stolen. The electronics included two electric guitars, PS2 and PS3 games, and a Toshiba 65-inch TV. The loss was estimated at $3,300 altogether. Well, the city of Atlantic will host its first ever Easter dog bone hunt for dogs and their owners. The event takes place at 2 p.m. March 31st, and that's at the Buck Creek Dog Park on the west side of the Schulberg Recreation Area. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stasselm provided the city council with updates during their meeting Wednesday evening.
What each participant gets, they're going to receive a bandana that says Atlantic 150 on it. They'll get homemade dog treats, and then they'll also be able to have a picture with the Easter bunny. Earlier that day at 10:30, there's going to be an Easter egg hunt at the city park. So we're really trying to just bank off of that. People can come into Atlantic, take their kids to the Easter egg hunt, then later on in the day, go to this dog hunt at 2 p.m. at the dog park.
The dog bone event costs $3 per dog, with the proceeds going toward the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Registration will start at 1:30, with the event kicking off a little after 2 p.m.
We'll also have a dog costume contest with the top prizes going to the dogs. We've had donors give for the dog treats. We're putting dog treats and eggs, and even for the prizes are we're making custom baskets from donations from the vets and local vendors here in town.
The event requires dogs to be on a leash and accompanied by their guardian. If you'd like more information on that, you can call the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Their number is 712-243-2287, or the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department at 712-243-3542. Elsewhere in state news, Republican Senator Joni Ernst says a brush fire of retaliation could erupt if President Trump doesn't reconsider imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, and Iowa's economy will suffer.
This threat of retaliation is a reality. History has shown that retaliatory tariffs are often targeted at agriculture. Our farmers are deeply fearful, and I share their sentiment.
For example, Ernst notes that China is the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans and may choose to buy beans elsewhere after the tariffs take effect.
With already low commodity prices, farms are barreling toward crisis. There are other countries that are ready, willing, and able to fill the food product demands of China and other nations that seek to buy U.S. agricultural exports. Iowans cannot afford a trade war.
Trump, over the objections of fellow Republicans like Ernst, signed an order Thursday afternoon that will impose tariffs later this month. Ernst released a video statement shortly thereafter.
You cannot build a grain bin out of a paper bag or plow a field with a toothpick. You see, our farmers rely on steel and aluminum for the products and equipment that make farms work. Imported products like these are used to keep farm operations moving and making money.
Ernst warns the tariffs will trigger higher prices on farm equipment and other products and drastically increase the cost of doing business. She cited notable Iowa manufacturers like John Deere, Vermeer, Lennox, and Des Moines Steel as companies that will be hit with higher production costs.
As Iowans know, free and fair trade is not just a lofty Washington principle. It is at the core of Iowa's economy and sustains our families and farms.
She says she agreed with President Trump on many things, but she warns that tariffs will prompt customers in other countries to buy elsewhere.
I couldn't agree more when President Trump has said that the U.S. should be its own boss when it comes to driving our trade policies. But America must understand its customers. We simply cannot afford to be the overpriced boutique when the store down the street is selling the same goods at a discount price. We will lose every time.
Ernst and the rest of Iowa's congressional delegation sent Trump a letter on Wednesday pleading with the president not to take the action he took on Thursday. Well, the Iowa House has unanimously approved new accountability measures for the private companies hired to manage care for Iowa Medicaid patients. Representative Dave Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant, says doctors and hospitals and other health care providers are complaining to legislators about unpaid claims, and patients are complaining about denied care.
We know that there have been some bumps in the system, and the governor has recognized some of those difficulties that we are having. As a legislature, we thought this bill was an opportunity to address some of these concerns and encourage our managed care program to operate smoother.
The bill that cleared the House directs the private companies to adhere to national industry guidelines and meet contract deadlines for paying claims. Any error in processing claims will have to be corrected within 90 days. The bill also seeks to erase the process for patients seeking, or rather to ease the process for patients seeking prior authorization for things like seeing a doctor or having surgery. Representative Lisa Heddens, a Democrat from Ames, was on the committee that developed the new guidelines.
It's not quite as strong as I would like the oversight language to be, but it does have some very good starting points in it.
For example, Heddens says it would establish one consistent co-payment amount for all prescription medications. She said there's confusion among patients, pharmacies, and managed care companies because the current system has varying co-pays depending on the type of medication. These changes had been a priority for House Republicans and Democrats. The proposals now go to the Iowa Senate for review. Also in the news this morning from across the state, an attorney fired by the Iowa Association of School Boards for writing a partisan newspaper column defending Governor Kim Reynolds has filed a wrongful termination lawsuit. Anna Bergman, a Republican running for the Iowa House, is suing the association and Executive Director Lisa Bartusik, claiming her free speech rights were violated. The 26-year-old was the association's Director of Policy and Legal Services until last month when she wrote a column for the Des Moines Register that was headlined, "Iowans Are Not Buying Democrats' Hyperbole." She suggested that Iowa is in great shape and defended Reynolds against criticism of her record on education. A disclaimer in the print version noted that Bergman's views do not necessarily reflect those of the association. The association, the IASB, dismissed Bergman, saying her statements conflicted with its duty to remain nonpartisan. Bergman's lawsuit claims other association employees made pro-democratic and anti-Trump statements on social media without any consequence. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.